Hello.
Hey, besties.
Hey, girl.
What's up?
What's up? You stumbled upon the best podcast ever.
I did.
Welcome back, podcast pals, to Only We Care. This is the podcast where Franny and I talk about the things that only we care about in the hopes that other people will, too. And today we're doing another episode of Random Conversations, which, you all know how that works by now if you've been a listener for a while, and if you don't, just check out the other previous episodes in this series. And I also want to give a shout out to all of our new listeners that found us this year, because our Spotify Wrapped came out for, our podcast, because Spotify is our, our host, so that's where our podcast was founded on. So all the stats came out, and it was really cool to see them all. So I just want to thank everybody from all over the world that listens, which is pretty cool, and everybody that found us this year. Thank you for listening. So
that's so cute.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank everybody.
Well, can you send me that? That's so cute.
I absolutely will. I mean, like, granted, we only get, like, 3 or 4 listeners an episode, but you know what? It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, because we do this for fun, so... It's all good.
Funsies.
Funsies. Franny, you want to talk about your day, your week? What's the haps?
oh, no. Not much has happened. I'm tired. But it's okay.
Same.
Yeah, love that. Consistently. It's raining, like, a little bit today, but it's been stopped. It was, like, sprinkling. It wasn't, like, hardcore.
Okay.
What else is happening? I'll probably light a candle, probably will take a nap. You know the routine.
Nice.
Yeah. What else is happening? I'm almost done with school. Forever.
What?
I know.
What?
I know. I'm done in... I haven't changed my calendar to December, that's why I was throwing off. Okay. Done in, like, 2 weeks? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Which is so weird.
Wow.
Really excited for Christmas now that it's December. I'm, like, only listening to Christmas music.
I have not started yet, and I definitely need to make a Christmas playlist.
Oh, I have a Christmas playlist. I should send it to you. It's, like, 5 hours.
I mean, I have one, but I think I need to, like, edit it, if that makes sense.
Actually, yeah, I might need to edit mine, because I think I have some things I need to add. But it's great. It's, like, 5 hours long. And I was listening to it the other day, and it was really nice. We love Christmas music. What else is happening? Yeah, I'm really excited for Christmas. I don't know what I want. Like, I always just send my Amazon wish list, and it's honestly, like, 90% books, and I'm like, you can just get books. what else is happening? This is so... What is happening?
I'm trying to find my Christmas playlist.
I should send you mine. I was in mine.
Do I have it? Okay, wait. Do I have one?
I definitely need to edit it, though, because it's...
What the... Oh, yes, I do. I do have one. Oh, it's 3 hours long. Cool.
I might be... Let me see. Okay, here's mine. Oh, it's 7 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a big one.
She's a long playlist.
I need to edit it or, like, break it down. Okay. Maybe I'll have to.
I think I have to take some out.
I mean, I have, like, repeats of the same song by different people.
Right, yeah.
And I have, like, albums. It's a good playlist. It's just, like, very, very long.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
You gotta make one that's, like, 24 hours, though, so you could listen to Christmas music nonstop all day long.
You know, I would be doing that. My Spotify Wrapped came out, as you mentioned. Best of the year.
Yes.
Literally my favorite of the year. And my top artist, no surprise, was Harry Styles. Who would have thought? Not me. Ever.
I'm shocked, Rainey.
I know, me too. Literally, like, what? I was in the top 0.1% of listeners. I'm like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I listened to him for, it said, because it does that, like, minutes listened. I think it probably did that for you, too. I listened to him for 4,210 minutes. That's a lot. That's a lot of minutes.
That is a lot. I know I sent you mine, I think.
Huh?
I know I sent you, I know I sent you mine. Yeah, so my top artist was Sabrina Carpenter because,
as it should be.
when her album came out, I listened to it a lot.
Yeah.
I think it came out at, like, the end of 2022.
She actually just came out with, like, a Christmas, like, EP, and it's really cute.
Oh, cool.
Like, Fruitcake or something.
Cute. Yeah, so, I think it came out, Emails I Can't Send, at the end of 2022, and then I know she released the deluxe version in 2023.
Nice, nice.
I was listening to that a lot. Now, not so much, but she was still my top artist, because I just listened to her a lot overall, even if it wasn't, from, you know, songs on Emails I Can't Send. But it's funny because all my top songs are by her.
Oh.
I was like, wow, not a single other person. It's really funny though. Yeah, so I've got Looking at Me was the number one.
Okay.
And I do listen to that song a lot. Also because it's like on a playlist of mine and I play that playlist a lot, so I think that's why that kept happening.
Nice.
It's really funny because on my top artists, Sabrina Carpenter was number one, but Selena Gomez is actually listed twice. And the reason is because my top two was Selena Gomez and The Scene.
Oh, wow.
And then number five was just Selena Gomez.
That's so funny.
And it's funny because I know why that happened, because I was listening to all of her old songs from when she was with The Scene, but then I listened to Stars Dance a lot, which is how she ended up as number five. Mm-hmm. And then three and four, three is Megan Maroney, and then four is Kacey Musgraves, which, no surprise there.
I'm kind of surprised Kacey isn't in your top three.
I know. I think it's just because I started listening to, like, so much throwback music that Selena Gomez in The Scene snuck in there.
Kacey also has a Christmas album.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I think I knew that, yeah.
I feel like we've talked about it. It's a nice little album.
Yeah, I listened to a lot more Megan Maroney this year.
Nice.
Her country.
Love that.
And if you haven't checked her out, you should, because she's really good.
No, I'm, like, about to listen to it when we're done.
Yeah, she's good.
Let me find my top five. Give me 1 second. Okay, so my top five. Okay, Terry Styles, who knew? And then it's Taylor Swift, which honestly kind of surprised me, but I think I just listened to a lot of her, like, re-recorded stuff that came out this year.
Okay.
So that must be why. Maybe. And then number three is a band that someone told me about called the Mountain Goats. Yes, that's a name. And,
I love it.
I didn't think they'd make it, but I guess I listened to them a lot. It seems. And then my four and five are Frank Sinatra and the Beatles, which doesn't surprise me, because I also listened to them a lot this year. But, I don't know. This is my favorite day of the year. So.
When Spotify Wrapped comes out?
Yeah. It's, like, one of my favorite things in the world.
It's really cool, because, like, you get to see, like, you know, what you actually listen to all year, but also, like, I feel like sometimes there's, like, a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people are like, okay, like, I hope it's not embarrassing or something.
Yeah. No, I know someone who knows someone that, like, had Hannah Montana on their top five. I'm like, I would be so excited about that.
That is brilliant, and I wish that was me.
Soon. It will be. One day.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, I definitely listened to a lot of Hannah Montana this year.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes I get surprised, like, that certain things, like, didn't make the top, whatever. Because I'm like, really? I spent a lot of time listening to that. Why isn't it on there?
Yeah. And I love when I make the playlist for you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my playlist makes sense.
I don't even think I saved the playlist too
much. I think you still can.
Yeah. I think.
And what's funny is the playlist that I have, like, that they made is, like, culminations of different playlists that I've had this year.
Right, that's usually what it is, yeah.
Like, I thought it was just gonna be random stuff, but it's, like, culminations of different songs I've listened to from different playlists.
Yeah, that's pretty much what mine is, too.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, that's from that. That's from that one.
Yeah.
So it's really good. It's really entertaining.
Same here.
So I love that. And when I listen to that playlist, I'm like, oh, it's a, I'm like, oh, this is so good. I'm like, it's my taste in music.
It's literally just all your playlists combined.
Honestly. Yeah. Yeah. It's so fun. And then I do a thing. I just made mine. I should send them to you, or they're actually there. I do this thing where, like, I make monthly playlists, but then around, like, December-ish time, I make, like, a playlist of all of the songs from that playlist that I like. Like, each month playlist that I like, and it, like, I culminate it into, 100 songs. And it's fun. I'm not surprised. What I'll just say right now is, though, I'm not surprised by any of the, the top songs in anything that I got. And having seen yours, I want to listen to more Sabrina Carpenter and listen to, what's her name? Megan what?
Megan Maroney.
Yeah, I'm going to check her out because I've never heard of her and I'm going to listen to her.
Yeah, a lot of artists I also found this year on like Instagram, just like through reels and stuff. So that was really cool for me. Those artists didn't make it on my Spotify Wrapped, but I just discovered a lot of new artists because of Instagram.
Oh, I love that.
Which is really, really cool. So that's now fun. I have all these like new songs that I listen to and stuff. But Megan is actually one of the artists I discovered.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so that was really cool. So yeah, I discovered her because of Instagram.
I'm gonna check that out.
Because like a makeup artist I follow, like, does her makeup. And I saw like her post about Megan. And I was like, oh, this song, like, sounds pretty good. So then I, like, checked her out, and I was like, wait a minute. You're really good. And, yeah, so the rest is history.
Cool.
Yeah.
It said she came out with an album this year. That's really cool.
Yeah, she did. It's called...
Oh, it's her first album. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna check this out.
Yeah, definitely do that.
Oh, yeah, well, this looks really good.
Definitely do that.
Okay.
But yeah, so that was Spotify.
Spotify.
Spotify would really, really be killing it.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very tired as well. I just had a Friendsgiving yesterday at my house.
Yes.
And it went very well, but your girl over here gets very anxious like the night before she has a party. And this happened the last time I threw a party. And for some reason, I will, try my best to get a lot of sleep the night before the party. And I'll go to bed at, like, a decent hour. Which is what I did both times. The night before my party. And I just wake up in the middle of the night. Almost like a cartoon. Like, when it just, like, wakes up in the middle of the night and its eyes, like, bulge out of its head. Because it hears a loud noise. Like, that's literally what happens to me. And then I'm just, like, wide awake. And I can't go back to sleep. Awful. So I got, like, 3 hours of sleep on Thursday night into Friday. And then I went downstairs and, like, sat with my dad and watched TV and stuff. And I actually drank warm milk to try to help me go back to sleep. Which is not as bad as it sounds.
Oh, okay.
I still don't recommend it. Like, I would, put hot cocoa in it or something. But I was like, well, I'll try it because I'm desperate and I just need something to help me fall back asleep. And it actually did help me. But I woke up at, like, 2 in the morning. And then I couldn't fall back asleep for, like, 3:30. And then I was kind of, like, in and out of sleep for, like, 2 hours, so I got, like, maybe 5 hours of sleep.
Okay.
Which is not the best. If I get less than 4, though, like, I'm screwed. So.
Yeah.
I was like, I can survive, but I was so, like, anxious and worked up from the fact that I didn't get any sleep, because that's also what happens to me when I don't get a lot of sleep. I get very anxious, on top of me already being anxious about the party, and it was really hard for me to eat at the party, because my stomach hurt from being anxious. I was still able to eat. I just couldn't, like, enjoy the food as much as I wanted to. And I didn't really have an appetite. And I even tried to eat dessert, and I, like, took, like, a couple bites of, like, of the pie and some cookies, and I couldn't finish it, so I'm going to eat it today. But today I got back my appetite, so.
Love that.
Yeah. But, other than that, it was really fun. We all had a lot of laughs. Everyone had a good time.
Love to see it.
So yeah, it was just a nice little dinner party.
That's so cute.
But my goodness, is it a lot of work to put together?
Wish I was there, Loki.
I wish you were there too. But one day you will be.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, planning parties is a lot of work. So when you can get help, definitely get it, because it's needed. Oh, yeah. Don't try to do everything yourself. And I had help, but I was still just anxious. I don't know what it is. I think I just get worried that, like, nobody's gonna come.
Oh, that's valid. Yeah.
And, like, everyone's gonna cancel, and I'm like, but I made all this food, and I bought all this food. Like, because, like, I've had people, like, you know, like, cancel on me, or, like, flake out. And not that I thought that, like, any of them were definitely going to do that, but it's just, like, a fear that I have every time I plan an event. Or the last two times I planned an event, anyway.
No, because, like, you've had it happen, and it's just, like, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, or, like, you know, someone wants to hang out, and they have to reschedule, whatever it is. But it's, like, when there's a bunch of food at stake that you bought, you're like, yeah, right. I need you all to come, because I paid for all this food, and it's cooked, and I need you to eat it.
I made this for you. Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, like, I always stress myself out for no reason, because everything turns out fine. But, anyway, don't stress yourself out this holiday season is what I'm trying to say. Just take it one step at a time. It's okay. It'll be fine. Hopefully the third time I plan a party, you know, I'll actually get sleep.
Yes.
The next four. So, third time will be the charm.
Sleep is important.
It is important.
We love sleep.
We do love sleep.
I might take a nap when this is done, honestly.
Yeah, that's valid. I'm not going to do that because it's like 6 o'clock for me, but...
Yeah.
I actually, speaking of sleep, and like, ways to help with sleep and to get better sleep, I've been thinking about getting this... It's called like an acupressure mat.
Okay.
And it helps, like, with back pain and, like, muscle tension, and, like, it helps you sleep better.
Oh.
Because you're relieving all the tension in your body.
Mm.
But basically, like, it's just, it's a mat, like, made out of fabric or whatever, and then it's got, like, plastic, like, almost, like, sharp-looking little flowers on it.
Oh.
And you lay on it, and it gets all your blood, like, circulating, like, in your back.
Wow.
And everything, and it's not like you're actually being, like, stuck with needles, but the plastic is sharp. But it's, like, $30 online, and I think I'm just gonna get it.
That's really cool.
Because I kind of wanna...
I mean, if that works.
I
would have to come.
Yeah, because, like, if I use that, especially the night before a party, I'll probably sleep really well.
Yeah. So it goes on your mattress, or it goes on you?
No. You could either put it on the ground, you could put it on your mattress or the couch, which they recommend you do the first time you use it.
Okay.
They recommend you put it on a soft surface, but you just lay on top of it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So, it's supposed to get easier, too. Like, the more you use it, like, the less it hurts.
Okay.
But I've heard, like, the first time you use it, it can be kind of intense. But I'm like, you know what? Like, anything to help with, like, sleep that's not, like, medicine... Like, I'm all for, like, exercise or, like, stuff like, you know, like this. Stuff that's not, like, you know, you have to, like, ingest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about that.
That sounds really cool, though.
Yeah. I kind of wish I had gotten one before this party, now that I'm thinking about it.
I mean, now you know.
Yeah, now I know. I mean, I knew about the map before the party, so that's why I'm saying I wish I got it before the party, but now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, you know what? Like, not that that's a reason to buy it just for, like, you know, getting better sleep before a party, but just,
well, like, but general, in general, yeah.
Yeah, so I would use it, like, just in general, so I'm thinking about taking the plunge.
Nice.
But, yeah, that's all I got. We had, we had ribs, we had mac and cheese.
Ooh.
Yeah, I had to, like, force myself to, like, eat most of it because I just, like, didn't have an appetite, really. But I got to enjoy them today. I had some leftovers today, so that was good. I gave away most of the ribs to my friends, though. Well, because I was like, I can have my dad's ribs at any time because I live with him. You know what I mean? Like, I gave, like, the ribs away because we, one, had so many, and two, because I was like, you know, this is, like, a special treat for them. Like, they don't, you know, live here. They don't get to have my dad's ribs all the time, so why not give them away?
That sounds really good.
And it's the season of giving, so give. Always give more than you take.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And we just had it in my dining room, and I made everybody, like, little place cards.
Oh, cute.
And I wrote their names on it, like, with Sharpie.
That's cute.
In, like, this fancy lettering that I came up with, and then I just, like, put little stickers all around their name.
Oh, cute. I should do that at Christmas this year. That's a good idea. I'm gonna try
you
that.
Should. I took my Squishmallow stickers that I had, and I decorated
them. Oh, cute. Yeah, I used to make place cards, like, all the time, and I haven't done it in a really long time. I should do that again.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I think I'm going to do it this year. Thank you.
Oh, you should. It's really cute.
It's fun.
And I was really happy because the seating arrangement that I came up with worked out really well. Like, everybody was, like, vibing with, like, the person near them. And I was like,
this is really love that.
It's good. I mean, everybody pretty much knew each other. So, like,
yeah,
that was kind of inevitable. But But, yeah, there was two people that didn't know everybody else in the group except for me and my sister.
Yeah.
Oh,
but it's so fun.
But I put them next to each other so they would feel comfortable. So.
Nice.
Yeah. So, that's that. Do you have any remaining thoughts for any?
No, but I wish I was there.
I wish you were there, too. I was going to FaceTime you, but I was so, like, I was just so focused on...
You're so valid.
Not trying to, like, pass out.
Please don't.
I was like, I am, like, using all the energy I have left to be, like, as animated as possible at this party. And be a good host. And
you are valid.
I was like, if I exert myself even just a little bit more, I might overdo it. So, I was like, I don't know if I have the energy to also be on FaceTime.
You're so valid for that.
But you know what? I should just FaceTime you, like, one day when I'm taking my lunch break. And then you can meet my friends.
Yes.
Yeah, I should do that. I don't know why I haven't, like, thought of that before.
It's okay. It'll happen.
But yeah, that way you could at least meet them.
Yay!
And you don't have to wait, like, every 3 months before they Yeah. And it was also a miracle that, like, pretty much everyone I invited could come. So, like...
Love that.
That was really nice. Oh, I also forgot to mention I had to work that day, too. So I was, like, really, really, really tired.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm
so tired.
I know. But I didn't have to work today. So I was like, well, it's fine.
Okay. That's, yeah.
But like I said, a miracle that everybody can make it. So.
Love that for them. And for you.
So I wasn't going to jinx it and try to change it to a different day.
No, I think Friday's, like, a good day to do stuff like that.
Yeah. Because a lot of us head off the next day, so.
Exactly. Oh. Love that. Yeah.
So that was that. I'm gonna go.
You're
I'm just gonna let you do the talking now.
I don't have anything else to say.
Cool. So we're just gonna wrap it up then.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Alexandra Lakis.
I'm Franny Vernon.
And we will see you guys in 2 Saturdays
for the next episode of Only We Care.
Goodbye, podcast pals. Have a great week.
You too.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.